This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Thursday. I got a bone to pick with this week. Every minute of this week has felt like Thursday evening.
I agree.
I wrote an email reply to Charles, our sales manager, this morning, and it was a reply all to another salesperson in Charles, and I was writing it, and then it said, Happy Friday. And then I went to send, I'm like, wait a second. It's not Friday.
You know what the problem is?
I was shocked.
This isn't the first time this has felt like this way. Like, all of last week felt that way, too, because we had a Ruler Foods remote right in the middle of the week, and it felt like, oh, okay, you come back, you do Friday. Well, we had an extra day then, so my weeks are way off.
I don't understand it. I don't know why I don't feel grounded this week, but it's felt like Thursday all week, and now it is finally Thursday. And generally speaking, I measure my Thursdays by getting to talk to Tyrus. If I know that if I talk to Tyrus, that it's Thursday. So let's do that and make it officially Thursday.
Most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, you know him as a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor. He's a host of Maintaining with Tyrus on Outkick, and his latest book, which is a must read, Enough Said, go get it right now. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you here.
Always a pleasure.
Did you sit down and watch the debate? I saw you tweeting it, the VP debate. What'd you think?
I was underwhelmed. I think Walz, considering Harris's and Biden's performances, did great. And J.D. Vance didn't do anything to me, in my opinion, to push the issues of the importance of this election. He made it sound like Tim Walz was a likable guy, and I kind of have issue with that, given the fact that Walz and the this ticket likes to run on saying how a danger of democracy that Trump is. They basically have called him Hitler on several occasions. They've ramped up rhetoric even after two assassination attempts. So I kind of felt like this wasn't the debate to be shaking hands and making friends.
Did you want to see a fight a little bit?
I wanted to see accountability, like the January 6th thing, the no answer. You don't have to be a VP to say, listen, I think we've settled January 6th. Everyone involved is literally under the jail. But since you're so concerned with democracy, let's talk about the last 3.5 years we've been running this country. I don't think it's that hard. You knew the president was unfit to serve, and yet you guys continue to run this shadow thing where you make group decisions and stuff like that. Why not bring that up? I didn't feel like, if you beat me, I'll help you any way I can. And that's not this election. They have taken all guns out. literally, and have done everything they can to. So what it ends up looking like is where JD is agreeable with them. And so when President Trump comes out and he attacks him on the things that they are attacking him on, well, JD didn't see it that way. So again, you go, you look at the VP is supposed to be the extension of the president. I get that. But if you're not willing to be the pit bull and attack when they do things that hurt the president, by you being very lackadaisical about it, it makes when Trump comes out, when President Trump comes out and he speaks to these things, is it rhetoric? Because we're not hearing it from Jay. Is there that much division, or is this all? That's why it didn't connect to me in terms of, like I said, yeah, he talked well, but that's not hard to do considering what we're up against. The bar is so low,
right?
You know. So again, like I said, everyone was, oh, he was eloquent and this and that. These are the things that we already knew. I just didn't feel like it was in line with the rhetoric that we've been hearing. And when they're, and I get it, it's three against one, but you knew that going in, and his strong suit was his ability to do it. Like I said, he had great answers and stuff, but when it came to the stuff that was attacking the president, there was no way, there was no counterattack. There was opportunities to really hone in on what Waltz was saying and missteps and whatever. And I just find it hard to believe that as a man who served, and you have another guy who's using fake valor for his entire career, that it was just that easy to shake hands and be friends with him. Hmm. I just had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And I'm just keeping it real.
I appreciate that. And Tyrus, I think that kind of tracks with what I felt was the philosophy behind J.D. Vance's appearance, because I appreciate that. And I love the fight. You and I are in the details of the daily grind of news and politics. I think that the Trump Vance campaign knows they're doing better with most voting blocks than they traditionally have in the past. But the one area where they seem to struggle a little bit is with the suburban women, of which I am one. And I, you know, talk to a lot of them in my daily life. And I think that they wanted to soften things for those women. But if that were actually the purpose and the goal, I completely understand why that would be off-putting to you, because maybe you weren't the target audience for J.D. Vance's performance and the people. Because that seems to be the main takeaway is, that was really nice and lovely, which is a weird thing to say after a debate.
Yeah, I just, like I said, had it not been for the rhetoric that we've heard and the fact that the media is allowed to, the fact that January 6th was the question.
Yes.
The answer should have been, this is ridiculous. Are you kidding me? We got a war going on in Israel right now. We got Ukraine. We have the border. And this is what you want to talk about, the one thing that we have settled. To me, there was an opportunity there to show that not only I'm in line with the president, that I also am in the same fight as the president. And I think you can still do that in a nice way. And I need to call him names, but he did need to, there wasn't enough pushback on a lot of the false stuff, especially when we got into January 6th. Mm-hmm. I thought that was, and the whole thing with would he not accept the election. He didn't help anybody there. So if you were trying to get suburban people, and yeah, he's nice, but oh, the other guy won't even accept the election. So again, if he was running for office for the top spot, I guess he did a good job of showing that he was friendly and he wants to be everybody to work with everyone. But when we're dealing with the level of, we have, you know, three major networks after your ticket, you have you're running against that, they have absolutely no line. There's no line they won't cross when it comes to President Trump. So I think when they're throwing that type of shade, I think you got to fight a little bit. Again, you can do it classy. I'm not saying he's got to yell and scream and get a vein popping on his forehead, but you should be able to answer, listen, given the amount of stuff, what person in their right mind wouldn't think that election was rigged? Two Russia Gates, two fake impeachments. Every time he did something, they called him Hitler. They were literally doing TV commercials asking delegates to give back their votes.
Yeah.
So I think if there was anyone that had any normal human being would look back and be like, yeah, this is rigged. They held off the laptop. There was a lot of issues to say that they went out of their way to influence this election. And that doesn't make you a nut job. That makes you just being observant. And you can say he can feel, yeah, the president, based on how much issues he went through, it is a hard pill for him to swallow. And it would be a hard pill for anyone to swallow. But obviously he left office and he wouldn't be running again if he won. So, I mean, it's just an ignorant question. Can we move on?
Yeah.
And that's just me. I didn't like those answers. I thought they were like, those were pivotal, because if that group you're talking about, if they're sitting down to watch the first time, they're going to say, oh, he's still doing that.
Did you like that he pushed back on the fact check? They were not supposed to be fact checks. They fact checked it in a half truth, which was intended to deceive. And he plowed through the thing until they cut his mic. Did you like that?
Like I said, the first 40 minutes of the debate, I don't think he could have done any better. And I was like, this is a blowout. And just like what happened, the last 40 was all Tim Walz. He allowed him to. Even though everyone's talking about, oh, I misspoke and I'm a knucklehead. Again, when it's him saying, they like, oh, it got your moment. It really wasn't, because he's been doing this the entire time and it's never held to the fire. That would have been a good time to bring up the fact that, well, you know, I don't know why you're holding him to account on this one. I mean, he literally said he served in Iraq. I mean, there's a lot. And as a guy who has served this country, I was like, how come for? I just don't get it. Maybe it would have taken some of the heat off the president, or at the same time to be like, JD's seeing the same thing that President Trump's seeing, and I think that's important to independent voters, because, again, they're going to say, oh, well, J.D. Vance didn't agree with that. Tim Walz is a good guy, and that's all they want. That's all they need. They're not voting. To me, I just think it was a better day for Walz at the end than it was for J.D.
Yeah, I think it's a great hot take.
It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Do what you want with it, America. I don't care. That's how I feel it. Like, I just... Mm-hmm. That was from my perspective. If you want to say it was great, cool. No issue here.
That's why you're here, Tyrus, and that's why people love you. I want to shift. I have about 3 minutes left here, but you've lived in the South. You've experienced tornadoes, hurricanes, tornadoes that come with hurricanes. Yeah. In the Midwest, we deal with tornadoes. We live on a fault line. We've never had the big earthquake that we've heard many times that we're supposed to have, but we know what tornado devastation looks like. This hurricane is like a million tornadoes that just ripped across the East Coast. I want your honest assessment of the federal government's response to the hurricane so far, and give us some reality of what it's like to be in this situation.
Okay, well, pretty much the same thing. It's a funny thing about wind, it seems, with our federal government. When our homes are under 4 feet of water, and you have those images on TV, it seems like they're more, you see FEMA jumping in. And then when it's wind damage, it doesn't seem to be quite the same effort. Now, I've heard a lot of reports of how they're spread thin with dealing with other issues of what's going on in Hawaii. And apparently a lot of them have been focused over to the illegal aliens coming into this country. So a lot of people that are on the ground are experiencing the same thing that I experienced in Mandeville when we, you know, all the trees were ripped to hell. And there wasn't a lot of water damage, but there was a lot of wind damage. And that's when the insurance companies were like, well, we don't have wind damage for this and you don't have that. So they, you know, and if FEMA doesn't make it a national disaster, the insurance companies don't have to do as much as they have to do. So unfortunately, again, it goes back to another misstep, or it's not even a misstep. It's just blatant. We just have an inept White House across the board. And what should be, but again, what always comes down to, it's the entrepreneurs and it's the just regular Americans jumping in and helping out and doing GoFundMes. And I've got buddies in South Carolina who are loading up with bottles of water and gasoline and driving in and doing all this stuff. So luckily, this is happening in America with regular American people who are willing to jump in and help out. Elon Musk is getting involved. President Trump was bringing supplies. And I think it's funny that goes back to the JD thing. Even when the president brings, he brought tons of stuff. The mainstream media, it's just laughable to me, you know. But again, where is FEMA? Where are the jackets? I didn't see one the entire time in Louisiana when we went through, and a lot of families still aren't back. A lot of homes are still in shambles. The insurance companies seems to be the most important person to FEMA is the insurance companies.
Yeah.
So how they list things and how they cover things, it's a tropical storm opposed to not a hurricane. So they find ways to, unfortunately, this is where we're at with this administration. When you have DEI hires everywhere, when people really need qualified people to do it, looks like it's coming from the private sector. So, I mean, at least the good side is that the government's not there, but the American people are there, and they're kicking in and getting involved.
Tyrus, thanks for that perspective, because I know that you've experienced it. Before we let you go,
watch it firsthand.
And hate for anybody to have to go through that. We've played 162 games of baseball, and Boston and St. Louis are both golfing right now. So
yeah.
I'm looking at this. Boston finished at an even 500, and the Cardinals had them by two games at 83-79. So I think you have a St. Louis Cardinals hat coming your way.
Yes, I already ordered it.
So. I'll send you a hat. I'll send you a sweet hat.
No, I need to make sure. I don't mind wearing a Cardinals hat, but it will be stylish to my specifications.
You don't think that I can send you a stylish Cardinals hat directly from Busch Stadium?
Well, one of the things that came up when you had the guest host in is he had brought up apparently your issues with style.
Oh God! Have you seen? You get on Twitter right now and you see the shirt that Ryan Wiggins is wearing right now. It looks like a screensaver from 1995, Windows 95. I need you to tell me.
Maybe you should take that up with them. But yeah, size 8, please.
I've already got one picked out for you. We appreciate you, Tyrus. Everybody loves when you're on the show, and we're really always grateful that you give us the time each week.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye bye, Tyrus. Really, I think that was a direct shot at you, Ryan Wiggins. I think that maybe he saw that tweet.
No, I think that.
What did you say about me when I was not here?
I don't remember. It was mostly negative. I really don't remember.
Hold on a second. Let me imagine that. I got it. Okay, go on. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we did talk about you like quite a bit, though.
He's referenced it maybe 3 weeks in a row.
Oh, we had a good time.
And I was at home with a migraine in a drug-induced coma trying to get through it. And you were here talking smack on me with Tyrus?
Well, that's the only time, like when you're really out of it is the only time I get a chance to really, really go for it. And the problem is most of your guests like you. Tyrus is willing to entertain the idea that maybe you're awful.
Oh, that's not true, Tyrus.
Ryan, that is not what I gained from that. Tyrus just let you do your thing.
I don't actually remember.
And then reported back to Annie.
I don't know. We had a good time, though. Like, it was only that one time.
You had a good time, and that's a good shirt.
It's true. Like, it was the week after, I remember, Tyrus was referencing that I was really dogging on you about something. I don't remember what it was. But he clearly
went to town, and I still haven't gone back and listened to the podcast, which is on me.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because I really don't remember what it was. I mean, we were just having fun. But like, me and Tyrus. I think Tyrus honestly kind of like throws the line in the water a little bit, and then I just bite.
I should try that sometime.
I tend to do that.
This show is going to get back on track with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, and you need to get out of here and not disrespect this room with that shirt while Keith Kellogg is on the air with us. And then you can come back in and maybe hit us at 1:45 with Wiggins America, or do you need more time than that since we took it away from you?
I don't know. I want you to take as much time as you need with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg.
That's kind of you. Thank you for the elbow room.
Who loves you, by the way. And then we'll
have
just
you
see.
Had private conversations with the general?
Oh, I talk to all these guys. Yeah. We text.
Is that why they come on the show, or why it's sometimes hard for Brad to book
them?
That's why. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg on the Annie Fry Show, unless Ryan gets to him first. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Iran, it's public now. I mean, we've been aware of it in our confidential or classified briefings. Iran is supporting Kamala Harris. They want her to win. That's out there. That's not classified information. They have assassination teams in the United States trying to kill President Trump. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, and Maria, if people tell you that he's getting the same level of Secret Service protection, they're lying to you. He has more manpower now, but he's still being denied defensive assets, things that can be used that President Biden and Vice President Harris get. President Trump still doesn't get, and we know they're trying. The Iranians want to kill President Trump. So they want Harris to win. They want to kill Trump. They're leaking information. So it's very obvious that Iran doesn't feel like they're going to suffer any consequences from that. And that is a direct result of Joe Biden's weakness.
Well, that is our senator here in the state of Missouri, Senator Eric Schmidt, talking about not just the threat of Iran towards Israel, which we've seen manifest itself in like 180 missiles launched toward the entirety of Israel this week, but also apparently a threat from Iran on our home front to the man who is trying to become the president of the United States in 33 days on our election day. The power and the pervasiveness of Iran is a significant issue right now in this election, and we want to get to the bottom of it with our next guest. Our friend, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, joins us once again, a former national security advisor to the Trump administration, as well as the co-chair of the Center for American Security at America First Policy Institute. General, thank you for being back with us today. It's really great to have you here to get to the bottom of some of these amazingly awful stories.
Annie, thanks for having me. Good to be with you again.
Thank you so much. I want you to give us, what do you want the average American voter right now to understand about Iran and Iran's relationship specifically with the United States of America?
Yeah, I'm going to really make it really simple. Iran is bad. America is good. And we know about these guys are sponsored Iran. They're sponsors of terrorism. They're the ones who provide the weaponry and the training to Hamas in Israel, the ones who attacked Israel on 7th of October. They're the ones who supply the training and the equipment to Hezbollah, who are up in Lebanon, who continually shell Israel. They're the ones who support the Houthis, who continually try to shell our ships at sea in the Red Sea and disrupt our commerce. These are the same ones who are providing drone technology to Russia as they attack Ukraine. These are bad people. You know, when somebody stands up like they do, their supreme leader and their parliament say, death to Israel, death to America, as Golda Meir, the former prime minister of Israel, said before, when somebody says they want to kill you, believe them. So this is a country, which is actually a terror-sponsored state, that does not like the United States of America. And for the life of me, I cannot see why we try to have some level of moral equivalence with these people. We should be with Israel fighting back as hard as they are. We should be full square behind what Israel is doing. And you have this administration talking about an equilibrium, but basically saying, well, we don't think you should have an extreme reaction or some type of escalation of the fight against Iran. Wrong. These people are bad, and we should address that.
We heard Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, he was delivering, I think it was, reaction to Hurricane Helene from the White House. And then the press got a couple of questions, and like maybe one and a half questions. It was before the missile launch from Iran into Israel. And he reiterated the phrase ceasefire now. And that was directed, I assume, towards Israel. What is the current position of the Biden-Harris administration on making sure that what we see in the Middle East doesn't spiral into World War III?
Well, if you held up a blank sheet of paper, you got their strategy. There isn't one. All they're saying is, when they talk about ceasefire now, that is so foolish, because there's not going to be a ceasefire now. It's almost like them saying to the Israelis, you need a two-state solution with the Palestinians. That's not going to happen in the near term, especially what happened after 7 October. You know, I remind Americans that, you know, that's a real split there. But remember, think back about American history. You know, after the American Civil War, it took 11 years for the South to reengage and reunify with the North. You're going to see the same thing happen with the Palestinians in Gaza and that whole region. This thing is not going to end overnight. Now, I will tell you, Annie, the culpable people on this is the Biden administration. You know, when we left the administration 4 years ago, when we walked out of the White House, we had the Abraham Accords. There was no war in the Middle East. There was no war in Europe between Ukraine and Russia. We had China fairly well under wraps. We had North Korea under wraps. We addressed all of them collectively and individually, and we felt pretty comfortable where we were moving to in national security. We almost had to deal with the Saudis. They have normalization of relations with Israel, which I think is going to be key. Now this is an organization, the Biden organization, calls Saudi Arabia a pariah state. What happened because of that? Biden goes to Saudi Arabia, gets a fist bump from the crown prince, and Trump gets a sword dance. It's a difference. So there's really no plan. And as a result of that, and by the way, anywhere, Biden administration, Harris administration, don't have a plan for solving the problem in the war in Europe. They don't have a plan for the Middle East. They don't have a plan for handling China. They just don't have a plan for anything. They just hope that everybody whistles past the graveyard and it'll go away. It's not going to go away. It's a bad world. It's a dangerous world. Whether you like it or not, you have to address it. And I think we did that fairly well. I don't think they have. And because of that, what you've got in the Middle East, and we'll specify the Middle East, is a lack of deterrence. What I mean by deterrence? If you have deterrence, it means the bad guys don't do things that you don't want them to do. Two parts to that. One is capability. Do you have the ships, the airplanes, the people to do it, to make sure you've got deterrence? But most importantly, you've got the will to react. And they don't have the will. This administration doesn't have the will to react. Mm-hmm. And I would tell people the Israelis have proven with the will to react what they have done, and they're trying to reset deterrence. We did it with Iran when we killed Soleimani. That quieted everything down. Israel has done that by taking out of Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, and I would say that Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, he's a risk as well, because the Israelis believe in deterrence, on setting deterrence. They've got the capacity or capability, and with Benjamin Netanyahu, they've got the will to do it. He's turned out to be, whether you like him or not, he's also become Churchillian in the Middle East.
We're speaking with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, a former national security advisor to the Trump administration. General, when I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm hearing, and we're seeing with our own eyes, the results of this abdication of responsibility from the Biden-Harris administration. We know what, if Kamala Harris should become the commander-in-chief, we're going to get a lot more of the same because she has not done anything to articulate any difference from the past 4 years. I'm curious. We know we have had the Abraham Accords through the administration that you were a part of. We have a lot that has happened since those were in place. What can Donald Trump do? What is his plan to stabilize the region, to stabilize the world, and put America first should he win this presidency?
Yeah, Annie, and I don't speak for the president. I don't speak for the campaign. I'm not associated with both. But here's something that, because I've been asked that question before. They said, well, how long would it take and what would happen? What would he do? The whole idea of what is happening in the world can change dramatically on the 6th of November. President Trump gets elected, and you have enormous powers as a transitional character, in other words, president-elect, going forward. And he can start saying things and doing things that will affect other nations. And they'll listen to him because they said, okay, this isn't a new guy coming into the Oval Office. This is somebody we've dealt with in the last over 4 years of administration. We know what he does. We know that when he says things, I don't care if it's moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem or saying that he didn't say the Union, that if you've attacked an American, your life is forfeit. They understand who he is. So he can start doing things the day after the election because you, on the 4th of November, you're campaigning. On the 5th of November this year, you're voting. And on 6th of November, you win, you're governing. And he can start doing things and saying things and acting out on certain issues that'll start to change everybody's opinion on what's happening. And foreign leaders will do that. So you asked a great question. He can come out on the 6th of November and start saying, this is what we're going to do in Ukraine. This is what we're going to do in the Middle East. This is what we're going to do with China. And people are going to take notice because they say, okay, we know what his track record is. We know what he did as president. And we know that this is going to happen on the 20th of January. And if we don't agree to this or do it, then we're going to pay the price for it because he'll make them pay a price. Mm-hmm. So it can actually happen a lot faster than people really realize because it'll start during the transition period. And he's allowed to do that. I mean, he's got a lot of latitude in transition.
Do you believe, last question, because we really respect your time with us. We're speaking with Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg. The final question I have for you is, I hear this a lot from our leftist listeners who they love to listen to the show and they are very, very consumed with their thoughts on Donald Trump. But they say two things, that world leaders do not respect Donald Trump and that the only way that Donald Trump relates to these world leaders, and they often cite Putin and Kim Jong-un, is to flatter them. You have firsthand experience of working with President Trump in this capacity. Do they respect Donald Trump, and how will he handle them should he win this election?
Yeah, you know, I had two comments, and both have movies. You know, that of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. That's one of their comments back to him. And there was a movie made called Dumb and Dumber, and that's what I also say to him. You know, you don't look, what you say is your emotion. And the emotion doesn't count. You've got to sit back and with your hardcore advisors and say, this is where we're going to go. You say, okay, tell me what happened in 4 years under President Trump that you disagreed with. Tell me how he handled foreign leaders. Tell me how he worked these leaders. And here's how he did it. And I think it's fascinating, Annie, because what he did, he reached out to people on a very personal level. And I would always tell foreign leaders and ambassadors or diplomats, the most important thing you can do is pick up the phone and call Donald J. Trump. You know, when Zelensky of Ukraine recently, President Zelensky, after the election, the nomination of President Trump to become the Republican nominee, he reached out to him, meaning Zelensky did. He reached out to him on a Friday. He was nominated and was selected on a Thursday. Zelensky reaches out on Friday. Trump gave him his personal phone number. And I said, now use it. Now that you've got it, that's the most important thing you can do. So when I was with Trump, he talked to Putin probably 17 or 18 times. The last time Biden talked to President, when he talked to Putin, was 2 years ago. So I would tell the people who listen to you, is that good statesmanship? If that's a yes or no. Trump never called Saudi Arabia a pariah state. They're going to be key to the Middle East. Is that good or that bad? You know, and you look at it on the personal levels and what he did. Now, you may not like him on a personal level, but on a professional level and on a diplomatic level, he was absolutely superb. You know, when you look at, I'll use one example, because it was a really disaster in Afghanistan of this administration, the Biden-Harris administration. You know, when we got Omar Baradar out of a Pakistani jail because he was the second member leader of the Taliban, because we knew we had to negotiate with the Taliban to try to end the war in Afghanistan, he called Imran Khan, who was the prime minister of Pakistan. Baradar was in a Pakistani jail, picks up the phone, calls Khan, says, get him out of jail, I need him. He said, you know, he's in for life. And he said, yeah, I know, but, you know, you and I go back a lot of years. So Imran Khan, prime minister of Pakistan, releases Mullah Baradar. He goes to Doha. President Trump, and I'm in the Oval Office when this happens, President Trump picks up the phone and he talks to Baradar as the new negotiator for the Taliban. Translated. It's all translated. He doesn't speak English. All I remember thinking, dear God, how's this being translated?
Yeah.
Because he was telling him what he's going to do and what's not going to do. Okay. Continue. Fast forward. For the year after that happened, that discussion, there was two of them, not a single American was killed in Afghanistan. Okay, I think it got through.
Yeah.
That's how President Trump operates. He operates on a very personal level. So when people say, well, it was a disaster, no, it wasn't. And I've talked to a lot of leaders that were there here from the NATO summit. I've talked to ambassadors. I've had over 160 meetings in the last year between foreign dignitaries, be they ambassadors or diplomats, prime ministers, presidents of countries, former presidents, and they all want to know about President Trump, and none of them are making disparaging comments. None of them to me. They all know what kind of a historical figure he is. They know how he's going to be important for world peace, and they know that the United States of America must lead, and we're not leading right now. Trump will lead the world. And whether they like it or not, and they don't like him personally, I know from his policies that he'll do that and do it effectively.
Man. Well, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, that's why we have you here. Facts, not feelings. And we need Donald Trump back in a big way. Thank you for that anecdote today and for your insight on this issue, because it's going to be a very key issue in the next 33 days. So your wisdom is very valuable here. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, former National Security Advisor to the Trump Administration, co-chair of the Center for American Security at America First Policy Institute. So the question is, what do you say to those people that are like, world leaders don't respect Trump and he just flatters them and his response is stupidness is stupid? General, let's take a quick break. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Wiggins America. Maybe when we come back, unless I'm distracted by that shirt again. I've never seen anything like it. If you want to see it, you can tune into the Annie Fry YouTube channel. He'll be back in here in a second, or just go to my ex profile. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The comments that I'm getting on Twitter right now from the picture that I tweeted out, the only thing that Tyra said that hurt me is that he didn't want me to buy him a hat because of my fashion choices, which he indicated that you questioned.
I know. I really don't remember saying anything. I really don't. And now I want to know, too. We must have talked about you being unfashionable.
Rude!
I don't know. It seems like a weird topic to come up.
I have a conservative kind of clothing style, but I'm not, I wouldn't call myself unfashionable.
I know, which is why I can't figure out, like, did we come at it from some sort of angle that I don't remember?
John Lamping says on Twitter, clearly he's a Tron fan.
All right, John.
And Ball says it looks like your shirt is on acid.
Yeah, that's fair, too. These are all fair comments. I think that you guys are a little bit challenged in the area of fashion since you don't like this shirt, because clearly the shirt is very complicated.
J.R. Rollins says, I've seen that design at bowling alleys.
You know the one that hurt is the one that said that this reminds me of all arcade carpet.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. I mean, when you walked into a room and they had that on the carpet, you're like, this is going to be a fun time.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah.
That's why you see this and you go, this is a party guy.
A lot of glow sticks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this is the feeling that I'm trying to bring. And people are all dogging on it. And I just don't get it. I'm ready for a party.
You want to do Wiggins America?
Yep.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
I have healthy advice for adult picky eaters.
Jackie says, future gamers without game anonymous.
Future gamers without game anonymous. Okay. So people who in the future will not have a game and don't want to be known.
You're past the point of needing to have game. You'll be fine.
I'm not worried about it at all. What I want to do here is help. I want to help you because you are a self-identified picky eater.
This feels really sincere.
It is directed at you very clearly. Yes. I told you this yesterday afternoon.
Yeah. He came out and he was like skipping in the hallways.
I got a great you know why? It was hard to find great advice for adult picky eaters. There's a lot of advice for kids.
Yeah, the advice is mind your own business.
Yeah. So let's talk about a lot of these. I think they can apply to you. You can tell me whether you're willing to try them to maybe expand your palate a bit.
Okay. I also have no interest in expanding my palate, but go on.
Okay. Number one, take baby steps. Being a picky eater is certainly not something you can snap yourself out of overnight. So don't overwhelm yourself with a plate loaded with unfamiliar foods or things you're not fond of. Instead, create one little attainable goal. So just grab one thing that you might try next time. You're okay with that?
It depends on what the thing is.
You don't really go to buffets, so I'm not sure what situation this would happen in.
Yeah, I don't know, like, the food that's in our house, we buy.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm like, ooh, I guess I'll try the gnocchi tonight instead of the penne.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Have you tried gnocchi?
Yeah, we make it in our house.
That's good.
It's so good.
That's different. It's a little different. Just potato, but...
It's not just potato. It's gnocchi. It's amazing.
Thank you. Send that to the Gnocchi Council of America. It's not just potato.
It's probably not of America.
It's gnocchi.
It's what's for dinner.
Number two, find a non-threatening setting.
This is an emotional problem.
Whether you are dining solo or with friends and family.
I am the threatening part of the setting.
You just have to ease into this. Don't do so in some sort of weird environment. Be comfortable. Again, like in your house.
I hate the internet. This type of crap doesn't exist without the internet. When we were growing up, nobody was like, we should really have more awareness about how to help picky eaters be less picky. Nobody's talking about this problem.
Understand why it's even an issue.
I know. I love it. Number three, pair the novel items, the new items, with the familiar. This sounds a lot like number one to me. Trying anything new.
Did you read this article or just see the headline?
Oh, no. I went through this with a fine-tooth comb.
Okay.
And I loved everything I was seeing. Requires you to step outside your comfort zone. But it's helpful not to venture too far away from the unfamiliar.
Okay. I won't.
Number four, don't give up.
Oh, man, this is where I draw the line. I have turned 40 and given up on needing to try new things in the food department for other people's satisfaction.
Oh, man, I really wish you would come over to our side, the people who just eat anything.
Yeah, you're a possum.
Because it is fun. It's fun. The problem is there are certain restaurants like Andrea's that I go to, and I want the same thing every time.
Because it's delicious.
Because it's great.
So why would you change it?
Because one out of, and I'm not talking about any particular restaurant, but say you go somewhere or you're in a grocery store or whatever. You see something that's very strange.
Dustin says, where does one get a MAGA AF shirt, which is what Brad is wearing? Asking for a friend, Ryan's shirt looks like the design on the urinal dividers at Denny's, which I don't know anything about that. Is that real? Do people have an honest, immediate visual of the urinal dividers at Denny's?
No, what? Look, I want to, this is, everybody's having fun, that's fine. They don't put, like, covers with designs over the urinal dividers anywhere.
I wouldn't know. I'm putting this out there for research purposes.
Brad,
I'm trying new things, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Back me up here. You've never seen a urinal divider that has complicated designs on it?
Oh, sure I have.
Where?
Denny's.
Oh, like, yeah, Denny's. Movie theaters, places like that. Arcades.
They're just there. There's nothing to them. I've never seen anybody try to design those things. This is foreign concept to me.
Maybe
somebody
your shirt was
picture.
Just blending into it and you didn't realize it was a separate piece of furniture.
You know what? That's a great idea, except that I wear other shirts.
It's a good thing.
I don't just wear this one. Don't give up, Annie. That was number four. Number five, learn from the pros. This is how to get over your picky eating. If you fall back on the same foods day in and day out, consider signing up for a cooking class.
Oh, hell.
You see why I love this article?
Yeah, I see. I get it. The best part of this segment is I just now realized it was 1:54 and not 12:54.
Yeah, we're 2 hours in. Number six, change how you prepare your food. Sometimes something as simple as new cooking methods is all you need to turn a yuck into a yum. So have you considered that, Annie?
I wasn't listening. I was talking to Brad.
I know. That's why I put you on the spot.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just tell you. I was asking him for another minute for this wonderful
segment.
Wait
a minute. Wait a minute. Russell says, I'm a urinal divider installer. That can't be true.
No, read the rest.
That's
it
so
says,
specific.
That shirt makes me want to work harder, not smarter.
Come on. Come on. Cade says, arcade carpeting. That's where I've seen Ryan's shirt pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that I understand. Mm-hmm. You take a dig, but the urinal divider. Russell, you're not really a urinal divider installer. That's not a real job.
What do you mean? Don't insult those people. They're hardworking.
Well, how do you think they get there?
There are people who probably do multiple things in the bathroom.
And
I don't think there's just a guy that just does the urinal dividers.
But he didn't say that's all he does. He said that that is something he does, and you just insulted his hardworking effort and attitude.
Russell, chime in and let us know if you are intending to say that you only do urinal
You're arguing like a liberal right now. You're trying to get this
installer.
Off of the topic of your horrible urinal divider shirt.
Oh, no, no, no. I've been in many bathrooms, and I've done a lot of pee. And I have never seen that before. Never.
Are you three? I just did a pee?
Now,
your command of the English language and Denny's bathrooms concerns me.
I'm still one of those guys who pulls his pants all the way down at public urinals. Yes, I'm that guy. It's weird for everybody else. Not weird for me.
Just make sure you get a long enough shirt, bud.
I do. This one. Last one. Try different dishware.
You don't even take yourself seriously. You're not even for real. You're ridiculous.
Not only is she not going to take any of this advice, nobody would take any of this advice.
I cannot sum up my feelings about this segment any better than you just did.
There's a picky eater out there searching and going, oh, this is all for kids.
I found this
everyday
show.
Everyday health. The Annie Fry show is talking about it. I'm so much better now. Thank you so much for listening to the Annie Fry show today.
Yeah, we appreciate having you as a listener. We're sorry to see you go. 2 o'clock hour next. Let me know on at Annie Fry Show on X what you think about the shirt. I'll read more of your comments and come leave us your thoughts on the YouTube poll. Do you want to know the names of the people connected to P. Diddy? Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.